Thing that rocks.
Start partying right now.
All righty. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you jealous of my water tank that I sent you a picture
of? Oh, my
of?
God. I forgot. So Hunter sent me this picture. He's like, hey, check out this picture I just sent you. And, of course, what we talked about the other day as we were gearing up for the pre-prime days or whatever, just them suckering us into buying more things. Hunter was all geeked up about this water tank pump thing. And you did. You bought it. You got it.
It wasn't that expensive, and you know what? It works brilliantly. I love it. It's battery powered. It's basically like a siphon that you put on top of, like, you know, your 5-gallon water jug that you would put in, you know, your water cooler or whatnot. So now you don't need the big water cooler. It's just a little contraption that goes on the jug and it shoots it out into your glass. It's great.
The things you get excited about. Of course, to be fair, I mean, 100 years ago, that would have blown people's minds. Like, what? We don't have to hand pump this? This is insane.
This is insane. Look at this thing. What is this?
Yeah.
From another planet? Here's what it's great for. This is why you're like, this is pretty cool for camping. It's perfect for camping.
Yeah, honestly, all joking aside, it is a pretty neat contraption. I am disappointed, though, that there was just water in there and not, you know, like some jungle juice or that booze that we talked about. Yeah.
Hey, it's clear. That doesn't mean it's water.
You got to go through the water first. And then.
Yeah, we're just trying to clean it out. Yeah. So, you know, could you imagine just filling that thing with like an old fashioned?
Of course I can, because I'm an alcoholic. Exactly. That's exactly what I want to do with it, man.
Dangerous, man.
It's kind of like Rodney Dangerfield's golf bag drink dispenser.
Exactly.
But
exactly. It's much like that, honestly.
Just like that. You know? Just like that.
You
know? No, I'm very.
It's kind of loud, though. It's kind of loud. You want to hear it real quick?
Of course. Why? What else do we got to do?
You hear that?
It sounds like you're peeing right now. That's what it sounds.
Hey, you know what? No, I'm hydrated. Much different.
Very, very hydrated.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, congrats, buddy. I'm glad that you got a good. I will say
it's
that
be
just
a good day.
That does feed the endorphins when you. Not only do you get the endorphins when you place the 2-day shipping order on there, and then you get it, and then it works perfectly. You're like, yes, yes, thank you, Jeff Bezos.
Hey, isn't there a weird kind of a dopamine rush or whatever when you find like a good find on Amazon?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's why we're so addicted to it. All right, it's the reason Jeff Bezos has enough money to build his penis rockets is because he is feeding off our addiction. All right, because not only do you have this website where you can find literally anything. Then you see, oh, my God, it can be at my front door. I don't need to leave my house. It can be in my door in 2 days. Then you get it. It's like getting a Christmas present, all right? So it's just endorphins, just dopamine.
It really is.
And then you get it, you open it, you use it. Gah.
It's like I'm a kid again, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It is,
here we go.
It is like cocaine but shopping. It is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Ugh.
Well, I found another gem on Amazon.
Oh, nicely done, buddy. Nicely.
Damn right.
Just adding to that fleet of penis rockets that Jeff Bezos is building right there. All right. Anyway, well, now that you're hydrated and ready to go, let's get to it. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Well, hell. It's right there in their name, man. Bintrust.
Right,
it's right there. It's right there. You make it
an
easy.
Don't you understand?
It's right there. Seriously, big or small, you need it stored, you need it moved. They got something for every budget and every need. Give them a call, 269-429-6007. Right here, Southwest Michigan, Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage.
Don't you get it?
Don't you understand? Damn it! Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. Anyway, your dumb vocabulary for today, it's another acronym, and I know these are hard for you, but it's all right. Well, see what you if you can figure it out.
I hate the acronyms. You don't have anything else, huh?
Deal with it, because I'm doing it. Your dumb vocabulary for today, SUPO.
I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, SUPO. S-U-P-O. Come on, think of something.
S-U-P-O.
SUPO.
Sucking,
smoking, snorting, shooting,
shooting, ripping, blazing, pop.
SUPO.
So S-U?
S-U-P-O. This is hard to listen to.
Is this embarrassing? I think exactly.
I'll just tell you. Okay, fine. SUPO. It's an acronym for smoke up, pass out. I.e., you get high and you go to sleep. That's what it is.
I would have never have guessed that.
Yeah. I'm surprised, you dirty doper. I figure you would have figured that one out.
I don't smoke up and pass out, all right?
See, for me, it doesn't matter. If I smoke, I'm going to sleep. Mostly just because I'm paranoid. I'm like, I just got
to. You need to smoke to go to sleep. You're taking a nap.
That's true. But yeah, you get high, all right? You get high.
I'd imagine if you smoked weed all the time, you would just be, you'd nap more than a cat.
I'd be like the guy on the couch is what I would be like.
It's a good analogy. It's perfect.
Here, give something to the guy on the couch. Example, man, I can't wait to go home and supo. I'm tired. I'm going to get high.
Yeah, I'm going to get high. I'm tired.
The guy on the couch.
Yeah, sincerely, the guy on the couch. Yeah, that's it. That's all you got. So for everyone out there who's going to supo later, have fun. Sweet dreams. And
pass out.
Yeah, smoke up, pass
out.
Well,
they can get the indica.
Yeah.
Remember, indica in the couch.
Is that how it is, what it stands for? Is that what it is?
Right. That's how you know that it's between sativa and the indicas.
All right, Cheech, why don't you relax over there? That is your dumb vocabulary
put that in
for
your pipe and smoke it.
Thursday, of course, brought to you by Binchers Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back.
Hey, Alexa. Rock.